And good morning, and welcome to the Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. It is March 1st, 2025. We welcome you folks out there. We thank you for being here. We'll be right back after the song.
Game on, the good ship Hector. Fought the winds and snow. A crofter in the old land worked his fingers near to bone. And a good man in his heart needs a place to call his own. The stirring of the pipes in the new land they called home made the spirit stronger. The old land, not forgotten, kept the seeds they brought to sow. The seeds of love and freedom in this new land they brought to grow.
Listening to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers here on the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network. It is March 1st, 2025. Another month gone by. It's hard to believe, but here we are. And I'll bring the men on the line. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
And good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
And Tim had to take off this morning. He had he was taking a trip up north of him, headed up to a little bit northern Nebraska. I'm going to go spend some time with his granddaughters. So he was going to be out away from the radio mic this morning, and but we're going to go ahead and start off with a word of prayer. Paul, why don't you start us off with a word of prayer this morning?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to go on the airways and we like to think of spread encouragement, Lord, that your kingdom will come and you will not be mocked, Lord. And the things that are happening, the times that we're in that seem troublesome, Lord, but your hand is in it, and Babylon has to fall, Lord, and we thank you for that. And we pray that you give us the strength to face what's in front of us, that we'll take courage and faith. And we ask that we have that, and we extend it to our listening audience. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Paul. Well, one of the things that I wanted to talk about is, and I don't know, I've been excited about it and encouraged about it, is, you know, we've continued to go on in the theme in our newsletters is knowing our enemies, exposing the enemies of Christ, who those enemies are, and, you know, exposing these Jews, these dirty Jews, for who they are and what they have done. And I really feel good about that. I know that there has been, you know, over the last year, there's been a lot of people that have told me, you know, you want to stay away from that issue. You want to stay away from it. Stay away from it. And it's something that I think is so foundational in this ministry. I don't think it's something that we can stay away from. Our enemies are going to say whatever they want about us. I mean, that's just a fact. They've been doing that for ever since the foundations of this ministry, and since the beginning of the foundation of Christianity. Anyway, I know as we've continued on with this theme, it has it's become more and more popular, and I'm encouraged by that. I was shared a radio broadcast that aired yesterday, and this is coming from, I wouldn't say it's mainstream, but it's a lot more mainstream than what we are. And it was basically they were it was two talk show hosts talking, and one of the guys basically said, "Well, you know, well, what do you think the problem is?" And he said, "It's the Jews." And he went in and talked about the Jews and what they've did, and he's and at one point it says, you know, wait a minute, are you trying to tell me that Christians are that the Jews are fighting the Christians? And he said, no, I'm going to tell you that the Jews are the ones that killed Christ, and there's been a war going on ever since. And it was really good. It was really interesting, and I'm paraphrasing everything, of course, but it was really encouraging, and it was shocking. And, you know, I was thinking about that scripture in Obadiah, I think it's 1:18, you know, where Joseph becomes a flame and Esau the stubble. And I really think that that ties into a lot of the things that we are seeing happening, and that is, and I know that that is prophesied, and I know that that's going to happen. I believe that that scripture in Obadiah 1:18 is prophecy, and that Esau is going to be that stubble, and they are going to burned up and destroyed.
Well, they've always been exposed wherever they went, and eventually, you know. They're very clever, they're very sneaky, and they make a lot of sense, but they always got a touch of poison with it. So, but, you know, I said to Pastor Peters one time, you know, how would you like to be a snake with no arms or legs? You have to be crafty. And it's just truth. It's truth, as we've heard our pastor say, whose time has come. And we're not the only ones. I like how you brought that up, Jason, that we're not the only ones anymore that are seeing it. You're seeing other people that are seeing it and that are putting it out. This podcast you're talking about, you know, other...
No, it was a radio program. It was a full-blown air radio program.
Oh, good, good. And you're seeing other you know, full-name, name-brand radio interviewers, podcasters, and radio show hosts that are looking at that. You know, Phil Turney with the USS Liberty got interviewed back in December. And, you know, that tells truth, that it was the Jews, the Israelites, that attacked a U.S. warship in 1967 and tried to sink it. And it's been almost over a generation since then, Washington, D.C., the Democrats, the Republicans, nobody's wanted to address it, and nobody's done anything about it. But yet that truth is still there, and it still comes out, and more people see it. Pastor had quoted somebody, you know, that, hey, the truth, don't worry about it. It's like a lion. You just let it loose. It'll take care of itself. You don't have to protect the truth. Just put it out. And there's people out there that want to hear it, that gravitate towards it, that it resonates with, and that is a good thing.
Well, I want to read Obadiah, starting in verse 18. It says, then the house of Jacob will be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, but the house of Esau will be like stubble, and they will set them on fire and consume them, so that there will be no survivor of the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken. Praise the Lord. And we've got some good information on that. And if you'd like information on that, just contact us, and we can point you in the right direction. I'm excited about just some new projects that we've got going on, and we have been able to get some messages on Spotify recently, and that's been a hit, and got people that are listening to that. And I use Spotify on a very regular basis, almost daily, and it is we're getting a lot of people and a lot of people that are listening and adding those podcasts onto their list, so that they're listening to them, and I can see the number of hits that we're getting on those, and that's encouraging. So if you don't know what Spotify is, it's worth checking out. You have a hard time finding it, let me know, and I can help you through that. And then also, the videos that we've been putting up on Rumble are there's a lot of people that have been liking those, subscribing, sharing, sending them on, and that's also encouraging. So thank you for those that are out there that are doing that. It does help, and I can tell that people are sharing it, and they're excited about it. I'm excited about some of the new stuff and the new technology that's available that has made it where we can play some of these old videos that normally we wouldn't be able to play. That's very encouraging, and I'm excited about that. I'm excited about this last week. I was able to get three new Richard Kelly Hoskins videos edited that basically before some of this learning this new technology, the audio was so bad that we could not play them. And with the new technology, being able to clean those up and make them where they're playable is just, it's exciting. So we've got some new old content that is never outdated. And I'll tell you what, I'd take listening to some of these guys that like Richard Kelly Hoskins and Jack Moore and Earl Jones and Pastor Peters than any of these evangelists that you can find on the television networks today. They don't know their head from the hole in the ground.
Well, as John said, I'll give you, if you want your ears tickled, I'll give them to you, and that's what's happened. But I'm sick of my ears being tickled some time ago, and I wanted the truth. See, you got to seek and you shall find, what something I use to get people on basis, Jacob's name was changed to Israel, and he had 12 sons. Now, you telling me just Judah is chosen? Right, one guy, let's change the subject. I mean, he just blew him right out of the water. He couldn't handle it. And that's really simple. And then the Eastern Sea and Western Sea, they don't qualify. I mean, there's so much against them, it's pathetic, if you want to believe it. But see, a religious person sometimes get their head in the sand, and they want to keep it there. So you got to make a choice to come out or stay in.
That's for sure.
Yeah. And folks, those messages that Jason's talking about, they're on the cart. You can use the search function under Hoskins, and they'll come up. The stuff we have from Mr. Hoskins is limited. It really is. And so, but like Jason said, they are spot on. They are spot on for today, prophetic in their day, and hard-hitting and truthful today. But the DVDs are available. You can search right there on the cart, and I'm looking forward. I got to print them, but I didn't get to really listen to them. But I'm looking forward to to seeing those again and hearing those again, because they are they're truth. There again, it's truth for today. You know, we see that out in the secular world with the mess in politics and in D.C. And you know, there's truth coming out of you know, things that have been stolen and lies that have been told, and truth's coming out, and that's good, and that's hard. It's hard for some people, and like you said, Paul, some people just don't eat. They want to change the subject. Let's talk about the weather. They don't want to talk about the truth, but it's still there, and that remnant is still there that want to know it. And how important is the truth? Well, it only sets you free. That's all, according to the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The truth sets you free when you know it, when you embrace it, and when you do, you get more. And and there's another generation that are wanting more, not just 20-year-olds, but 40 and 50 and 60-year-olds. And yeah, what an honor to be able to put this truth out and continue to have it out. And I think cool. Remnant, you're going to like this next newsletter too. It's chock full of it. I can tell you that.
Well, you know, Jason, you look at all the snakes that we've had in our midst to try to take us down, and we're still going. You know, and somebody wrote an obituary for, you know, that just flat ticked me off. This Mercer ain't going nowhere till God says it's going somewhere, and we've been faithful. I'm sure we live on a thread, and it's, you know, we're certainly not fat, transmitting out of a chicken coop and all this kind of stuff. But we tell the truth, and sometimes it costs, but that's fine. It's worth the price.
Amen. It is. I agree. Yeah. Yeah. That's for sure. Well, moving on. There's a lot of things that are going on. I don't know if anybody got a chance to watch the Zelensky Trump JD Vance interview yesterday. That was interesting, to say the least.
No, I didn't. I heard about it. I just seen a headline before it come on here about Zelensky played his cards too hard or something like that. I don't know what amounted to, but I guess he didn't do well.
He didn't do well at all. I don't think that he really had any cards at all. And J.D. Vance, he pretty much just destroyed him. It was very interesting and very telling. I mean, he was basically called everything but a Christian in that interview. And it turned into a shouting match several times. So that was definitely interesting.
Well, look at his backers. Joe Biden, a crook to the core, you know. And he was a comedian, and they put him up there on his pedestal. He had no foundation to back up on. So it's kind of humorous, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, you want a hypocrite actor running your country, you're going to... You're going to get what you get.
I liken it to here in the United States. If we elected like Bill Murray, you know, he's been an actor forever, but somebody like that as president, and yeah, the democratically elected president was ousted in what, 14, and the Obama nation put this guy in, and people don't realize that they don't realize that. And, but again, truth comes out. Truth has been coming out that what, two-thirds of the money and arms that we've sent to Ukraine for their, quote, fight for democracy, they've sold. And you know, it ends up in South America, and it ends up in the Middle East, and it ends up in the Far East, and that truth is coming out. And it's a good thing. It just is. Not good for those that have been lying, but it's good for those that seek the truth, that's for sure. Exciting times.
Well, and since that, since the meeting with Trump,
and it's a good thing. It just is. Not good for those that have been lying, but it's good for those that seek the truth. That's for sure. Exciting times.
Well, and since that, since the meeting with Trump, and
always going to come back now to grassroots, no matter what you think. You know that book you sent me, Jason, too, the people are making the difference in agriculture and getting no support because there's no money in it for them. So they're gone. But that's going to keep going forward because a farmer by nature is a survivor. But most of them are. We got some new ones today that are just plain government stooges. But anybody that's got a heart for the gland is going to come back to this truth. And this is the same politically and everything in life. It'll come back to the people. When I say, they'll say, that's enough. You know, the Bible warns us, you'll cut yourself off from Babylon. You don't suffer sudden swift destruction. Back to this truth. And this is the same politically and everything in life. It'll come back to the people. When I say, they'll say, that's enough. You know, the Bible warns us, you'll cut yourself off from Babylon. You don't suffer sudden swift destruction. And it's coming, and people can see it because, you know, look at their jobs they're losing on the federal level. And you think, boy, I'll work for the government, I'll be here forever. That's not so as of this year. You know, the tax assessors, they should start looking for another job because I can see the property tax going away from just the rumblings I hear.
Yeah, well, looks like we got a caller on the line. We're going to go to the phone line, if I can push the right button. Hello, caller.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was calling in. You know, I heard that stuff with Trump and Zelensky and Ben, but I wonder what your thoughts are on all those, I guess there's 2 million deadbeats that are being fired at the White House. You know, they can't even explain what they do for a living. You know, I wondered what your thoughts were on that. I mean, I praise God that our prayers are being answered and their nakedness is being exposed. You know, all the billions of dollars of our money they spent on what and doing what.
Oh, absolutely. No, I appreciate that, Warren. No, I think it's one of the things that, you know, I've been talking about for a long time is, you know, doing your job and doing it well. And that's what, you know, we as you know, and I push and push and push. I push my, that's what I'm trying to train my kids. My job is to train my replacements to be better than I am. And you can ask any one of my children and they say, if you don't work, you don't eat. You ask them if you, and the words just simply come out. And we have this conversation once in a while. And if I say, if you don't work, and they follow up by saying, you don't eat. And that's the way it should be. And we've got a lot of deadbeats out there that ain't doing their job. And they don't like to do their job. And, you know, they should be fired. Get them out of there. I mean, it's they're parasites. They stinking parasite scum. They can't come up with five things that they can do or have done in the last week or month or whatever. Get them out of there.
Yeah, amen. Praise God.
You got to go further than that, Jason. They should not be getting out of there. Treason is a death penalty. That's what that is.
Yeah, it is.
Treason is to a company. It's a death penalty.
Yes, yes. Good point. And that's what it is treason. You know, the one thing that people don't realize is if you, well, I guess maybe I'm not going to say that they don't realize it, but the way that I look at it is if you, I hear people, and I think people do it in their jobs all the time, and I see it happen. It's you know, people want to take their money, but they don't want to do their job. They don't want to do what they're paid to do, You know, because it's a little bit of work, or it's too hard, or, you know, they just haven't got around to it, or whatever it is. But if you're taking somebody's money and you're not doing what you're paid to do, you're stealing. And there's a lot of people that just don't have that law in their heart anymore. All right, we lost Warren, but it's as easy as that. Phone number to call in is 970-224-4203. And you know, people need to realize that, you know, you're taking somebody's money and you're not doing well. It's, you know, it's, you know, they've got plenty of money. They've got this, they've got that. They make up all the excuses. Well, I don't have their kind of money. But they make excuses of why they don't do their job. And it's an epidemic across this land.
Yeah. People would pay me to want to pay me to do a tree job before I did it. You know, I never wanted to take the money before I did the job. You know, and we had the company, too. We'd send out letters in the spring, and we'd get operating money. We'd do this for you, but I always hated to take that money in advance until I did the job, then pay me, you know?
Right.
But, it's just in my genes, I guess, and I'm different that way, but I just never wanted to take the money until I got the job done.
Yeah, that's the way that I like to operate business, and I think that's the way it's supposed to be done. But I think we also, a lot of people want to do this on terms. You finish a job, and then they want to you know, pay in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, whatever. No, I don't think that that's right either.
No, well, tell me up front.
Hey.
You know, just tell me up front.
Exactly.
I bought some hay from that guy, and I don't know, March or April. I said, I can't pay till May. He said, well, that's okay. And he's a guy that likes his money now, but I told him from before I bought it. I said, I can't pay it till May. And then I did. So.
Yep.
Yeah. You make the arrangement before you stick them. Don't come up, hey, I can't pay you.
Yes, there is. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens over there. But I see that so many things are being brought to light, deeds that were done in the darkness and being brought to light. That's exciting. We're seeing it on a lot of different fronts, seeing a lot of these people, these, you know, federal employees, White House employees, basically all across the country. They had a protest. Well, it wasn't much of a protest, but they've been standing out protesting. You know, fire Musk, and you see some people that are, you know, the people that are out there that are, you know, holding these signs up and everything like that. It, they dress like a bunch of idiots. They look like that. They got some really stupid signs, and you
they
can't even talk to them. And it's just interesting because, you look at these people and it's like, it's just like it's separation of them and us and goats and sheep and tares and wheat.
Well, the jobs are all built that way. You know, we used to have a dairy farm years ago and the milk inspector, well, they had to find something wrong or they probably would have got fired, you know, but this goes on and on and on. You know, they could sit in an office and check the bacteria count. And if it goes up, you better go out and see what's the matter. But, you know, my dad had the lowest bacteria count in the whole dairy. And but there are other people that didn't. But, I mean, they could do that from an office. They didn't really need to come out and do it. But they get a job, you know, they get a car, they got enough work ethic in them, they got to do something. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's been a lot of jobs that have been created that there simply is no need for. And I think that that's one of the things that's being exposed. That's encouraging. I mean, there's, you know, why are we, and you think about the waste of monies and the, you know, it's like, oh, well, we created a job. Well, no, you didn't. You created a position that they're not doing a job. They're doing something that doesn't need to be done. And, you know, if people need to look at the problem and, you know, hiring more feds and hiring more employees is not the problem or is not the solution. It's they need to be fixing the problem. And that's what should have been done to begin with. There's finding out that a lot of these people, they don't even know what their job is. They don't even know what they're supposed to be doing when they're just clocking their time.
Well, that's why they're scared to, you know, that's why that outraged so many of them when they said, hey, give us just five things you did last week. And, you know, a big part of it was to make sure that that the emails were valid because that had come out in a lot of truth exposed over the last year with these subscriptions to news organizations and money laundering along those lines that they were all fake. And so that was one of the things. But, yeah, it's so what do you do? Well, I do this. I do that. I do that. Okay, it's not a problem. And I think I saw a report that about a million, they got about a million replies from people, you know, that that have jobs that do work that are valid. But that wasn't even half of them. And that was more closer to like a third or less than a third of the ones, the emails they sent out asking. And you're right. You know, if you have a valid job, if you're working, if you're providing value, then but there's not a problem with that. There's not. But so many of these organizations are just jobs programs. The DEA, Department of Education, is that way. It's a jobs program. You know, you look at most public school systems, I mean the systems, the county and the state systems, and they are jobs programs. They are so top-heavy with administration and with leadership and with management and supervisors and blah, blah, blah. And is it no wonder, you know, they have to, to, well, they don't have to, but they do hire the less than ideal teachers that they hire. But they're jobs programs. They are. Your BLM, your forestry, all your government entities, they're like that. There's so much overhead, so much, these five people have a supervisor, and every five supervisors has a manager, and every five managers has a local manager, and every five local managers has this, and it's just built in and in and in. And, but again, it's collapsing. It's collapsing. It may not be all of Babylon, but by golly, it's part of it that is just coming down, that's being exposed, that people are saying, hey, wait a minute, that little boy was right when he said, Mama, he ain't got no clothes on. The emperor has no clothes. And people are facing that and realizing that this that's been going on for so long has been wrong, and it's unsustainable, and it's ending. And that's good. That's good. I say keep on keeping on.
What else do you see going on, Paul?
I don't know. Well, I'll tell you something really impressed me lately is that press secretary for Trump. I mean, that girl's got spine, and then attorney general, she got spine. I mean, you just can't back them up. You know, this one, she had a necklace on with a cross on it. Told her to take it off, and she put him right in his place. He said, no, that stands for a principle, you know, and that we're going to uphold it. I mean, I'm just thoroughly impressed with those two people. They don't back up, and that's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I know what you mean. I'll tell you what, they are definitely on fire, and compared to what we had before, it's like... You're not even comparing apples to oranges. They're completely different. I'm impressed with what we got in there now too.
Well, you say they got a really good ground wire.
Yeah, I would say so too. And you know what the difference is when they're asked a question, they actually can respond with an intelligent answer. A very intelligent answer. They know their stuff.
Yeah, they don't put up with no stupid answers, questions either.
Yeah,
you know?
They'll just say we're not going to go there, and it is good. I'm very happy with that.
Yeah, it's some really good things happening. You know, you can find something wrong with anybody. You know, George Washington was part of the everybody hates him. Forget it. But anyway, one thing that Musk said the other day that really impressed me, he says, yeah, we'll make mistakes, but we'll correct them right away. You know, well, that's a really good attitude, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, all the people that are being picked on, they were all built on fluff, you know, but they had the backing all the way up to the president, and it's deeper than that, all the way up to the banker. As long as they could control the sheep, they could do anything they wanted. But now I think it's coming down. I really do, and it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I wonder what's the status on that. I was going to ask you, Paul, see what if you knew anything about it. So it's interesting to me. It's like everybody's complaining about these eggs prices going up like crazy, and I've seen prices on eggs go up. But how come prices in chicken hasn't gone up? As far as like meat in the store, like when you go and buy, you know, a whole chicken or chicken breasts or chicken thighs or chicken legs.
Well, I'll tell you what they're up to. The people they starved out in the Ukraine is what they're doing. They're trying to destroy the food chain. And, you know, that bird flu, if you read Joel Sutton's book, that was created because apparently there's a huge amount of poultry in Virginia. And they had a contract with Russia, and they lost the contract. Well, they had to get paid for those chickens they raised, so they created the bird flu, so the government would step in and pay them. What that amounted to, as far as I know, and that was all from reading Joel Salen's book, and that's where it's from, but it makes all the sense in the world. If they created something, we'll look at COVID. I mean, these four beef packers were buying beef cheaper than they ever did in a long time when that thing was on, and they were sticking it to the people. And this is probably going on too, but I'll tell you what this chicken thing is doing. Everybody's getting a few chickens now. And that's what will happen out of the backside of that. So, you know, everything works together for good. And there was people in Joel Satin's book, too, that the wealthy people, they said, well, they could see the food chain was being, which is, what do we do? And anyway, that was a sense to know something's up and it ain't working. So, and you just get to send the grocery store today don't mean it will be tomorrow, because they have the power, you know, creative, salmonella insect, and they can just destroy thousands and thousands of dollars worth of food, you know, just like that, just from a V-dict. And it may or may not be true.
Hey, man, we're going to go to the phone lines. We got a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Kevin.
Wow. Hey, we're about to lose a Dago Pope in Rome.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
I had an old-time Catholic, and I live on East, and he told me about when they had KKK parades through the small towns. They were really against the Catholics, and it really used to scare him when he was young.
Interesting.
And
I did not know that.
Yeah, and I've seen the Masons had it right. We've dug up coins with our metal detector, and they were put out by the Masons, and they said, "I'd rather cut my throat than pledge my allegiance to a Dago Pope in Rome." You know, that they were against the whore church.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was really enlightening to me. He's a real old timer, gone now. But they were against Catholics' influence big time. And it's really great what's going on with Trump. And I can't wait to see more. And That was the first time in history a president has been kicked out of the White House. So, he's setting records.
I don't think it's going to be the last.
I don't think either. Well, God bless you, gentlemen.
All right. Thanks, Kevin, for calling. Have a good one.
You too.
Well, and I was going to say, I posted an article up on the Newswire. And it's on the bird flu scam and how it actually and how to actually treat colds and flus. But it was interesting because I put that at the beginning of it, and I got an email from Uncle Bill, and he wrote to me and he said, "Jason, in the 90s, I had a job for a guy who was a chemist for the EPA. He lived on the Oregon coast because he had developed allergies to organic solvents, could no longer work in the chemistry lab. The EPA...
Hey, Jason?
Yeah?
You got to hang up Kevin's line. It's still ringing dead.
And
still ringing through.
What?
That's better.
All good.
And it said the EPA accommodated his disability by setting him up doing research projects that did not require him to be exposed to chemicals. He worked from home and did his research on his computer. The EPA gave him access to many online resources such as universities and other libraries. One day he told me he had just received a strange research project. They wanted to know the best way to dispose of millions of dead chickens. 6 months later, we got hit with the first of the bird flus. Guess what happened to millions of chickens? Quite a coincidence. I read that the person who had just recently ordered the destruction of our chickens, the latest bird flu, was fired. Thanks, Uncle Bill. I thought that was pretty good.
It says it all, don't it?
It does.
Yeah, if it wasn't man-made, if it was real, then, like you said, Jason, you'd have a shortage of eggs, or the price would go up like we're seeing. But it would be the same way with the chicken in the grocery store, trying to buy whole chicken, half chicken, chicken thighs, whatever. And that's not happening. It's only one-sided, and it's only impacting the one. Planning on talking about eggs and egg prices in the morning on the review of the news, and looking over some of that stuff this morning and yesterday. Eggs are available. They talk about that's the big thing. Trump hasn't brought egg prices down. Egg prices are up, but, you know, they're anywhere from $4 to $12. $13 a dozen in the big cities, New York and California. Vegas, $7 or $8 a dozen. But, you know, like we've said before, you can find, and it should be a good opportunity to find someone local that has chickens and has eggs available. And the time to do that is now, while they're still available. I think about it, like you've mentioned several times, Jason, about, you know, hey, guns and ammo are available and cheap. They're affordable right now. So if you need to stock up now. Don't wait till there's an embargo. Don't wait till there's a shortage and then go scrambling. Plan ahead a little bit and set up those relationships with your neighbors, with the 4-H kids, the FFA kids in your neighborhood or in your county, whatever you have to do. They're all over. I know people in Florida that do that. I know people in Virginia. We do it here. I know people out in Nevada and California that do that. So it's available, and now's the time to be setting those things up. You know, to find, if you're not raising chickens, you support somebody that is. If you can't raise your own beef, your own food, well, you find somebody that's doing it and you support them and help them with it. And it cuts that reliance on the big box stores. It cuts that reliance on the grocery store in town.
You're breaking up pretty good, Richard. Your phone is like in and out.
Okay. I'll just listen in. All right.
Well, I don't know. I was talking with somebody the other day, it's like, okay, so maybe this bird flu, it's just affecting the chickens that lay eggs, and it's not affecting the meat birds. And I don't know. We were laughing about it, but I had heard on the news that how much that the price had been affected on meat birds and stuff, and how the price on chicken was skyrocketing. And I went and checked it out myself, and ended up buying a bunch of chicken. And it hadn't changed at all. It had not went up a single penny. I checked some receipts. I was cooking some for an event, and we did some boneless, skinless, all-natural thighs, and it was the same price that it was a month ago. It was the same price that it was 3 months ago. It was the same price that it was 6 months ago. It had not went up at all, so I don't know. Sometimes I think people just spew this stuff out of their mouth, and they don't even know what they're talking about, or they don't do any research on it, but... I couldn't find, at least here, at least locally, there has been no increase in meat prices as far as chicken goes.
Well, that's what they do. They sell fear. I just seen on I looked on YouTube before I come on the air, and there's this lady. She says, I got eggs for $4, but I'm not going to tell you where it is because I see how you responded to toilet paper.
Well, and that's the thing is, you got a lot of people that are out there that if they hear that there's an egg shortage, they're just people that don't normally buy eggs are going to buy eggs.
That's the way it works. Oh, just in case.
In case I want to bake something or I want to fry me some and have some fried eggs and toast. Yeah, we go through a lot of eggs, and you know, and we've got chickens, and we're grateful for that. But at the same time, when even if we didn't have chickens and we were buying eggs, I mean, it is, you know, eggs, even at the elevated prices that they are, it is one of the cheapest protein pounds that you can buy. It is one of the cheapest forms of good protein that you can get.
If you look at that egg, and what does it look like? It looks like the sun. And that's what a chicken does. She's very photo sensitive. When the days get longer, they start laying eggs more and stuff like that. I mean, they're photosensitive. That's trapping sunlight. It's probably one of the best sources of vitamin D there is that you can have in an egg. And you can tell the quality by the color of the egg because these chickens that never see the sunshine isn't a good deal. You know, these free-range chickens are good, but I don't know if that'll happen to supply the food chain. But that's how it works. I mean, nature has its ways of how to take care of it.
You know, that makes a lot of sense. That's interesting. Yeah, I always wondered, you know, you get those chicken eggs, you know how you can tell a good egg by the color of the yolk. You get that bright, you know, when you got good eggs, and they've been fed a good diet, and I guess that's what, yeah, that makes a lot of sense that they absorb that from the sunlight. They're out there seeing the sun, but they got that bright golden oak yolk. It's pretty cool.
Well, a lot of these chickens are raising coops. They never see the sun, and they're real pale. I mean, you can say, you know, there's a lot of things wrong about agriculture and stuff like that, but still it's better than the alternative, I guess.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at the breakdown on the egg. Derek just sent me a chart, and on the egg, I mean, you look at what its breakdown is: the calcium, the chromium, the copper, the iron, the magnesium, the manganese, the molybdenum, the phosphorus, the potassium, selenium, zinc, vitamin K, vitamin E, vitamin D, vitamin B, folate, biotin, vitamin B6, pantothenic acid, niacin, Man, it's basically a perfect food. Yeah, Derek, thanks for sending that. That's good. I had not seen that before. That's a really good. I'm going to try to get that posted up there on the news wire today.
Yeah, eggs have every amino acid that we need except two. So it's as, like you said, it is as complete a food as there come. It really is. And in 1960s, the FDA was telling us they were bad for us. And just now starting to change that. So, yeah, truth comes out.
Well, you know, food basically has been raised for pounds and tonnage and volume. No regard for nutrient density at all whatsoever. And that's the problem. You know, the Holstein cow, you know, my dad had Guernseys all the time, and everybody went to Holsteins, and they had poor milk. The butterfat times were real close. Now, that's changed a lot over the years. But they went for that volume of the milk because they were getting paid, and then they'd give them salt, so they drank more water and give them more milk. I mean, it was all selfishness. It's not about putting something good on a table. I went by a field yesterday, a couple days ago. I mean, a flat field. I bet you it's 150 acres. Just flatter than a pancake, just really beautiful egg, covered with solar. Just covered with solar. I mean, you talk about a sin. And that guy, you know, I know a guy, they offered him $400 an acre for, $900 an acre for 40 years if he put solar panels on it. He turned them down. But a lot of people aren't turning them down. And I'll tell you, they're destroying farmland left and right.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess that they're, Greece erupted in protest also. And I did not know about that. This one says, hundreds of thousands have protested in Greece, but boy, that number seems high to me. But maybe it's true. It says hundreds of thousands protested in Greece demanding justice for the 57 victims of the 2023 train crash, the deadliest in the nation's history. The tragedy, blamed on systemic infrastructure failures and government negligence, sparked nationwide strikes and violence, and clashing with police. Protest in Athens and Thessalonica honored victims with emotional tributes and calls for accountability while accusing the government of inaction. Prime Minister, the government faces criticism for unaddressed safety gaps and alleged cover-ups despite promises to modernize the railway systems. That'll be interesting.
Well, you know, I used to think the government always looked out for me, but I just found out that wasn't true.
Yeah, and I was kind of raised the other way. I was raised, you know, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. Kind of like the Carl Klein song says, and raised not to trust the government.
Do you think the Masons started out with a good outfit?
I think that they had to have. Otherwise, nobody would have joined, because I think we had some good people back then that I don't think they would have put up with it at the founding of it if it wasn't. I think that there was a lot of, you know, with you read about the Templars and stuff like that. I think originally, yeah, I think that they were a good organization, and I think it just, you know, it changed.
Got infiltrated.
It did.
Because George Washington was a Mason, too, and anyway, you know, well, you know, he's a Mason. Well, I think back then that he was, you know, that man spent a lot of time on his knees praying. If you read about him and stuff like that, that's why he won that war against all odds, because he was on his knees praying. And, you know, I think the Roman Catholic Church started out good, too, and it got infiltrated. All of our seminaries got infiltrated around 1900. So, and that's how they operate.
There's a, and I've heard a lot of people say a lot of stuff about George Washington, and I haven't dealt in or dug into it real deep, but there was a message that I just got posted on Spotify, and I listened to it a couple times this last week, and it was titled The 3 G's the world, I can't remember, the world cannot withstand. But it was, I posted it up on Spotify, and it's up there if anybody'd like to listen to it. Pastor Peter's message from, I believe it was probably, it was 87, 88, somewhere in there. Fantastic message, and he goes into talking a little bit about some of the stuff. He has some George Washington quotes and talks to about it a little bit. Really, really good message, and would recommend that message to anybody. It's the 3 G's, and the 3 G's are God, guts, and guns. And it talks about the need for Christians to be armed on and you know, basically, you know, the dangers of out-of-control government.
What do you think about it? Just like the drugs and the guns, you know, you think the guns are the criminal if you got rid of them. You didn't change the hearts of the men. That's where the problem is. And the problem is we don't punish crime God's way. You know, just like these treasonous people, they need to be executed and, you know, hanging from the pillars in Washington, D.C. so everybody can see them, you know, gasp for last breath. Because they have no love for the common man.
And that's
they
why
just
these
want to get out of it.
Yeah, that's why these, you know, foreigners are driving these semi trucks and they're driving like a bunch of idiots, cause, and they have no value for life, and they have no value for even their own life or anybody else's life. And that's, you know, they cause a wreck and kill 4 people or 10 people, it doesn't matter to them. They don't care. And but if they were, you know, taken out and executed, that's, I mean, Maybe they drive a little safer. If these drug dealers, we got these drug pushers that are out there all over the place, you know, spreading this fentanyl, and you know, found guilty, if they started hanging them in the streets or had public executions, I think that would clean up the drug dealer problem pretty quick.
Well, see, that's our whole judicial system was set up so you got a fair trial, you know, and you don't want to just go kill somebody out of revenge and you get the wrong one or something. But that was our whole justice system, was to give them a fair trial and then to deal with them, you know, speedily. I see where a guy was put, he was sentenced to death in the 90s, and they just put him to death just recently. I mean, you know, 20-30 years later, you kill him. It should be 20-30 minutes if he's guilty.
Yeah. We're just about out of time. Derek chimed in, and he said, George Washington stated the same thing that Gideon stated. George Washington said, I will not be your king. Judges 8:23, quote, says, and Gideon said unto them, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you. Our king is Christ. Amen. Thank you, Derek. And that's what we need to remember. We need to remember, but we talk about, you know, their law, statutes, and judgment. Our king is Christ, and we need to fear him first and foremost and do things his way.
Do you know why we have a president?
Because he's presiding until Christ's return.
George Washington said, they want to make him king. He says, we have a king, Jesus, but I'll preside until he returns, right? You just said it.
Amen. Exciting times. Well, folks, want to thank you for being here. Men, thank you for being here as well. And Lord willing, we'll be back next week. Have a good weekend, folks. Freedom.